You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yes, darling, but is it art?
This weekend is the 2024 Elim Graduate Show, running from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. Each year, you can see the work of graduating students as part of the Elim Grad Show, showing a range of mediums and practices. In light of the show, I spoke to Capstone graduates Raina Maher, Maya Reed, and Tale Alvey, as well as Masters graduates Emily Brown and Aidan McNeilage.
I'm Emily Brown, and I've just completed my Masters at Elim. My practice is like a photography printmaking blend practice. So I take photographs, and then they're printed for an A4 printer and then transferred onto fabric. Yeah, and I guess my practice is kind of looking at narratives within images and material slippages. Yeah.
Gorgeous. I really love the way you've installed hair. It looks very cohesive. And I was interested, I guess, in what led you to kind of explore this medium, because it's so beautiful and looks so great together. What kind of gravitated you towards this?
Originally, I started doing the transfer method of printing after I had finished my undergrad, because I didn't have access to printmaking facilities at home anymore, but you can do transfers like this anywhere. You just need a roller, like a little brayer, hand brayer. You don't need a press. And yeah, I really like how it kind of takes images and makes them something physical.
I was also interested in what you look to for inspiration with the photographs themselves. There's quite a bit of variety here, if you want to speak to that a little bit as well.
Yeah, sure. I think originally the project started of me just going through archives of my own photography and kind of looking for formal qualities that link them together, like shapes and like bursts of light in different images. And then there kind of seemed to be some recurring motifs happening, like hands and cities and water and bursts of light, yeah, were happening a lot. And so I think it's kind of how those formal qualities can kind of link together and potentially create narratives for the viewer that aren't explicit.
Yeah, gorgeous. And just lastly, you've just graduated with Masters, did you say? Yeah, gorgeous. What are your next plans?
So I'm going to Europe next summer. So basically just work and save money for that. Hopefully keep making art. I'd love to like do a small residency over in Europe if I can, but that seems hard. Yeah, but that's about it. Just work and save money.
For those coming to the graduate show, where can they find your work?
I'm down in Project Space, which is the gallery at the main fine arts building.
Hey, I'm Raina Maher, and I'm a multimedia artist. I kind of just gravitate towards certain things, have a real like magpie attitude towards materials and matters, just like, yeah, collect and build or paint or photograph or whatever kind of grabs me at the time. For the graduate show, I have put together a collection of sculptures, kind of based on furniture made out of rusted steel, that support a few like plaster and wax casts, marble. Yeah, this quite like heavy collection of material, speaking to like sculpture, furniture, the archive. There's a lot going on.
Love. And it looks so beautiful in this space as well, particularly with who is also sharing this space with you?
I share a room with Mark Curry, and we've curated this together. So our work is really mixed in with each other. And to commemorate that, we laser engraved a marble plaque with our names and show titles because we were feeling a little extra, a little cunty.
As you should. I did want to ask about this use of material, because it's really interesting to me. What kind of gravitated you towards this medium?
Well, I started this process by looking through dumpsters and skips and kind of going to metal scrapyards. I went to a like marble importer and I asked them if I could have like go into their dumpsters, and I found like this wealth of all this beautiful Italian marble that just like offcuts or scraps or broken pieces that can't make it into, you know, the Dior flagship store or whatever. So yeah, collecting and kind of saving materials and then really looking into their properties and their histories. So like marble, you know, is a geologic material. It's essentially calcified limestone, which means it's made from ancient like shells and skeletons, like kind of primordial bodies that have been like gone through this long geologic process, being like forged in the earth. And so I found marbles have a connection to plaster, which is also made out of lime or calcium carbonate and gypsum. And then materially as well, they have this relationship in terms of the way that they look. So yeah, I got really interested in these like long geologic histories inherent in material, how they're then kind of touched by industrial capitalism, like being, you know, exhumed from the ground to go into a luxury store, or being like harvested and bagged and used as a like building material like plaster. But I just think that they're really beautiful, and like playing with them and breaking them and carving them and casting them and seeing how they all like organizing them together. And yeah, and also wax. I just love wax. Again, like another ancient material. So yeah, it's kind of this collection of like plaster, wax, and marble that like share this kind of geologic history and similar look.
Yeah, gorgeous. And just lastly, you're graduating. What are your next plans?
My plans for next year, definitely work, definitely make some money, find a job. Yeah, definitely looking into like having shows outside of school, residencies overseas. Yeah, figuring it out outside of the lovely institution.
And for those coming to the show, where can they find you?
They can find me on the ground floor of Maine Fine Arts, down the hallway to the left.
Hey, I'm Maya Reed. I'm a painter, and for this work, I've created a body of paintings that kind of range in size and deal with color and the different motifs of birds and motions and like their atmospheres. And yeah, they just pull you into this like kind of different atmosphere. And like, I deal with a lot of like, I like exploring a lot of like materiality, having a lot of fun with the paint and how I apply the paint onto the surface and different, yeah, playing around with the type of substrate like canvas or just like scraps of random material. And just, yeah, I love just having this like intuition kind of response to the painting.
Gorgeous. And I feel like, I think color is such a distinctive part of your practice, and it's so well utilized in all your works. Like, they really pop on the wall, which is so beautiful to look at. Do you want to speak to kind of your use of color, or how you kind of decide where you want to take that?
Yeah, color's like really like, yeah, large part of my work. But with anything, I kind of, especially with color, I go through different kind of like seasons of a color. Of like, I used to like, all my paintings used to be pink and red, and I was really like infatuated with it. And yeah, but recently I've been into blue, and I've just been like so, just like, I don't know, it's like this feeling that I just like need to use it. Yeah, so most of these works here like kind of play on my fascination of blue, and I just kind of, yeah, work with whatever just like comes naturally. Or sometimes if the brush is dirty and it's like this other color, and just kind of like playing with what's there. And just, yeah, I've got this one magenta one, which my friend gave me this beautiful tube of magenta paint, and I was like, oh, I've got to make a Miss Magenta swap. Yeah, just kind of like going off intuition mostly with color. Yeah.
Yeah, no, you brought that up, that you used to really focus on pinks and reds, and I actually did notice that you kind of shifted it a little bit, and I think it looks so great. I mean, I love both kind of experiments in your practice, but I do like seeing you experiment with more blues and stuff. I did also want to ask, do you have any particular inspiration with your work?
Yeah, this year I've kind of really been leaning into language and poetry and this like beautiful history of female writers and mystics, and kind of, yeah, leaning into, because I found that like poetry and painting have this like beautiful linkage, and how like writers use poetry is really similar to like abstract painters, and this kind of like fascination with rhythm and this thing, forms of like open text, and this getting into Sappho, fragments of Sappho, and how like she allows for this kind of like openness and kind of inviting into a text. And yeah, and like painting is its own material language, and just kind of combining those together I found really beautiful, and really helping me kind of build up on imagery and think about think about that, yeah.
I love that. And now that you've just graduated, do you have any plans for next year or what's next for you?
Yeah, I think it's such a, I don't know, I think we've just been so in this thing and I'm coming out of it and just finding my footing, I think, and kind of finding what my practice is outside of this really busy schedule, and obviously like continuing painting and looking for shows or residencies and just kind of feeling it out. But yeah, I'm excited.
And for those coming to the graduate show, where can they find your work?
My work's in the Mondrian building on level 3, and it's the first bay on the right.
My name's Aidan McNeilage. I just finished my master's degree this year at Elam. I guess the work I've been making, it's pen on paper, but done with like a digital plotter. So it's like done with a machine. It's all like Bic, just blue ballpoint pen. And I was really interested in that in terms of like how I think digital image making is really like taking over the space that painting used to have in terms of how rapid it is, and like the techniques being used are really different to like traditional painting. But I was seeing those coming through and that sort of stuff, but I can't paint anything. So I was kind of interested in doing this to have like an image making practice where I could sort of engage with stuff like that and make big stuff and really detailed stuff without having to spend hours of my own time kind of learning how to do hyper-realistic painting, I guess. So that's kind of where it started from, and then it turned into a bit of an exploration of, I got really interested in the idea of AI as like an automated cultural psychoanalysis, and the idea that it's fed on all this like training data of kind of Western media images and all this sort of stuff, and tagged by individuals. So all of the tags for kind of relative concepts like, I don't know, bad person, it's just someone's just made that up and put it into the machine and said, this is what I think a bad person looks like, and then it becomes kind of concrete. And I was really interested in that as, I feel like that's not what people think AI kind of image generation does. There's the whole discourse around it is around kind of stolen material and also like replacing artists in their job, when in reality it actually has quite an interesting sort of function in that it can expose kind of societal biases and ideas that human beings have about stuff in a much more kind of crystallized way than you can in a lot of other places in terms of image making. So it's kind of like the project's a bit of a combination of all those things, I guess.
Yeah, gorgeous. There's something I really love about the medium you've chosen here, because I at first I didn't even realize what you were doing until I looked a lot closer and I was like, is that in pen? That's incredible. I was really interested to know a little bit more about that process. What does that exactly look like?
Well, I mean, I guess I thought it was really interesting to me because it's quite a simple kind of anthropomorphic thing. It's like a robot using a ballpoint pen instead of a human to draw an image. It's like a very kind of simple like metaphor, especially when you're working with AI and all this sort of stuff. I thought it was really cool as a way to sort of devirtualize that element of things. But the process itself, it's kind of like a CNC cutter, but instead of using a drill, it uses a pen. And I bought like an off-the-shelf one initially, but it was too small. So I ended up buying a second one and just making it way bigger. Like it was an A4, the second one I got was A4 size, and I just bought bigger sides and things like that and put it all together and crossed my fingers, and it managed to work pretty well. So yeah, it was good, you know. It was challenging, but I'm glad to kind of have ownership of the machine and stuff now.
Yeah, awesome. And now having graduated with your master's, what are your next plans?
Well, first and foremost, all of these are blue. They're in just blue Bic pen. So I want to do more and do not blue, because, you know, there's a few other colors there. But I have no idea. I want to change careers. I've been working in TV for a while and I want to get out of it. And hopefully some galleries will like me, I guess. But yeah, just keep making stuff because I love it. And try to earn money somehow.
Beautiful. And for those coming to the graduate show, where can they find your work?
Got three works in Project Space, which is right at the front of the Elam Main Fine Arts building.
Hi, I'm Tali Elvey. I'm a ceramics artist coming out of Elam. My work focuses on mystical and magical sort of worldviews and things like that. My influences come from pre-Christianity, sort of eco-religions. One of the main topics of it would probably be paganism, which is a broad category of stuff that looks into the earth and why we should really incorporate it into our lives and have more respect for it. Coming from a place of gratitude towards the things that the earth has given us, and yeah, looking at these sort of worldviews that have come from the past, not as artifacts of the past, but sort of pathways for the future.
Awesome. And I did want to ask about the installation of this piece, because it looks so beautiful, but it also looks very intricate. What was that process like?
For all my works, I wanted to have a clear body around them that speaks towards the sort of manifestation that they're drawing upon. They're all safe spaces towards having these thoughts about what lies beyond the scientific realm of understanding. Right now we're in front of the Earth One, and it is represented of protection. It incorporates many natural elements such as clay and dirt, as well as ritual objects that come from the bowls. I work with wild clay that comes from the earth. And also natural elements such as dried flora, and also candles and everything you could possibly imagine.
Beautiful. And now, having graduated, what are your next steps? What's kind of next for you?
Definitely trying to get out of the institution and actually having a positive creative workflow. I'm really looking forward to that. Not being restricted by what I need to do to get good grades and stuff like that. I can't wait to free up my work and really work within the earth instead of the city.
And for those coming to the graduate show, where can they find your work?
I've got 7 works, and they're all over the place, so you just gotta come and they'll draw you to them.
That was graduating students Aidan McNeilage, Raina Meyer, Maya Reed, Tale Alvey and Emily Brown speaking to me about their practices and work in the 2024 Elam Graduate Show. You can go see their work, as well as the rest of the graduating cohorts, at the Elam Fine Arts Studios at 20 Whittaker Place this Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. You can also visit the online portfolio of work and creative practice research from previous graduating Elam students on Elam Artists. The digital platform supports their graduates and includes over 450 contemporary art projects from 2015 to 2023 graduating students. We will link the website on the BCast on 95BFM.com after the show.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/BCasts.